Hello, Columbus, Chattahoochee Valley. All my friends down near the Georgia-Florida line. I hope that everyone is doing well on this Sunday. And you guys, we are in the last month of the first half of the year. Follow me there now. The last month of the first half of the year. Of course, we are diving right into summertime. A lot of our kids are out of school and getting ready to start those summer programs. We talked about some of the programs here in Muskogee County a few weeks ago, so hopefully we got our kids enrolled in those and are ready to go. You guys, June 1 started hurricane season. We are officially in hurricane season. Many of you may not be aware, but we've already had the first named storm of the year. It was Anna, and it was out in the Atlantic near the island of Bermuda. It turned into a little small tropical depression, but at that point it was, you know, developed enough to actually get a name. And so it was Anna. So we're starting a new tropical season. You know, last year, the tropical season, we got quite a bit of weather. Most of it was indirect because you had a lot of storms making landfall over near Louisiana and Mobile and Gulfport, Mississippi, and those areas. Well, they are expecting this year to be just as busy. So we got to keep our eye on that because, you know, as I've always said and said many times before, a strong storm coming up through the Gulf in the Panhandle could bring some tremendous impacts to our part of the state. And we saw that happen down in the Southwest Georgia area a couple years ago when that strong storm came through the Bainbridge area, came back on up through Albany, and even through there it was causing significant damage. So we are in hurricane season. Let's be make sure that we are aware of that and make sure we're conscious of that as we proceed throughout the rest of the summer. Also, we are still in the middle of a pandemic, you guys. So let's keep that in mind. Let's make sure we're washing our hands. Let's make sure that we're socially distancing. Let's make sure we're wearing our mask appropriately as it meets the CDC guidelines, or as you may want to just simply protect yourself. There's nothing illegal or wrong about you continuing to wear your mask if you want to. And tell you what, nobody can tell me to take mine off. And I'm fully vaccinated, but I still wear my mask. So let's do that. You guys, while we're out during the summer and we're having a lot of family time, you know, let's make sure we also remember our loved ones that we lost to this ugly virus that came through and just ravaged so many of our communities, so many of our families. Folks are still working through that. Family members are still, you know, looking at that empty seat at the dining room table. And so we are not by far totally out of the woods as it relates to the coronavirus and things of that nature. I want to give a shout out to the Bread of Life Christian Center over on Oates Avenue. Pastor D. Skinner over there, Darnell Skinner. I was their guest speaker for their 2021 graduates and honor recipient program this past Wednesday night. And boy, did we have an amazing time. So congratulations to all the seniors from that church. Congratulations to all of our seniors, graduating individuals from around the Chattahoochee Valley area. Whether you're graduating from college or graduating from high school, all of it is a great success considering what you had to endure, considering that the last year of your academic achievement was in the middle of a pandemic unlike any ever seen in this world. So you have accomplished a lot. You should be proud of yourself. You should be extremely happy, but don't give up at this point. It doesn't end right here. Commencement, the word itself means to begin. This is just the beginning. Pick up your tools, pick up what you've learned, take it to the next level. Challenge yourself even more. Challenge yourself even more. Simply to succeed is to excel beyond your own expectations. You should set your expectations, whether you want to be a business owner, whether you want to go to college, whether you're graduating from college and you want to start a business, or you want to transition to corporate America or the nonprofit sector, or you want to work within government, whatever that may be, make sure that you know what folks want, make sure folks know what you want to do so they can help you with those opportunities. Other people can help open doors for you. Talk to your pastors, talk to your neighbors, you know, talk to your parents, talk to your aunties and your uncles. You never know who they may know that can help open a door for you, because at the end of the day, we all stand on the shoulders of giants. none of us got to where we are by ourselves. It was someone who helped us get there. So you do not have to be ashamed of saying to someone that you need their help. You want them to help you get into a profession or to get into a company or to open a door of an opportunity. Step into it. This is your season. Representative Calvin Smyre always says, if you see a turtle on a post that didn't get there by itself, think about that. Turtles can't climb posts. Somebody had to help it. So don't be ashamed of that help. And I am honored today to have with me as a guest another great friend of mine. I have truly grown to love this brother here. His God-given spirit, his love for service, his love for people, his just general concept of wanting to be of service and wanting to help others during their time of need. And right now, he is serving in a very important capacity in one of our outer counties. And I'm going to introduce him here shortly and allow him to expand upon, his growth, his development, his trajectory, and the things that got him to, you know, where he is today. And I'm just truly honored that he was able to take time out to be with me today. And this is County Commissioner Damon Hoyt from Chattahoochee County, Casita, Georgia. How you doing today, Brother Damon?
I'm doing great, Teddy. How about yourself?
Brother, I am blessed. I am blessed. I am blessed. God is good. Everything is going well. It is so good to hear your voice, and I just want to start by thanking you for all that you are doing, not only for Chattahoochee County, but this entire region, because your presence on a lot of the boards that you serve on impact so many different folks in a lot of different areas, and we know you're there primarily to serve the interests of the people of Chattahoochee County, which you're doing an amazing job, but that your influence is really just helping so many. So thank you so much for that. How is your family? I know you have two boys at Morehouse, right?
Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Jamin and Jaquez. Jamin, he will be a senior, and Jaquez, he will be a sophomore.
Wow. Two Morehouse men at the same time.
God is good, my brother. God is good.
God is good, and I love that they chose HBCUs that still have a very significant part in our lives or where we are as a people. So this is your first term as a county commissioner, right?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
How did it feel when you were elected to the county commission?
Well, I will say I was ultimately I was proud. You know, I think of it as a role of service. I'm one of those guys that I had a barbershop back in Lumpkin, Georgia. And in that barbershop, you know, I was I really served the community. And not only that, you know, it was like the role of a deacon as well. I served as a deacon at my church back in Lumpkin, Georgia. And it's all about service. So actually when I became elected, you know, I just thought it was another role of service, just a way to expand the church to a different level.
Right. Now talk about the makeup of the Chattahoochee County Commission. I think y'all have a 5-member board, right?
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. We have a 5-member board. But I will say this, you know, no one serves a particular district. It's all together, I would say.
Okay. So all 5 of y'all are elected countywide?
Yes, we are. Okay. Countywide.
All right. Are you the only African-American on the board, or is there one more?
I'm the only one.
You're the only African-American on the board. Okay. Well, certainly that's extremely important, because, you know, you want the people of that area to have representation that look like them. And you're certainly doing a great job representing everyone of color in Chattahoochee County. And you're doing that through cooperation, from what I've seen. You're doing that through collaboration. You don't mind having a conversation with anybody. It's about getting the work done for the people of Chattahoochee County, right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. So what is your time been like thus far?
Well, actually, Teddy, my time has gone away so fast. You know, I basically lost 2020. You know, I had so many plans for 2020. But, of course, you know, with the pandemic and all of that, you know, it seems like I just lost a year. But however we move on, it's gone by so quick, and just transitioning, just changing Chattahoochee County. I would say this is truly our season of growth here in our county, the location of it. Right here, we are basically the gateway to Southwest Georgia, you know, with all the highways here from Highway 27, Highway 26, 520, and just taking the initiative to open us up for business, I would say.
Wow. Well, I tell you, we see a lot of Chattahoochee County tags here in Columbus quite a bit, and we're extremely appreciative of our neighbors that come here to help us, you know, keep our regional economy going. You know, we have to be able to make sure we help each other. But a significant part of Chattahoochee County is also Fort Benning, right?
Absolutely. About 80% of our county is Fort Benning.
Wow. Now, what kind of impact does that have on the county, being that Fort Benning is about 80% of the county?
Well, it's positive and negative, Teddy. The positive point of it, you know, it affects our school system in a way where it's more diverse, because a lot of the kids at Fort Benning goes to Chattahoochee County, which we have an excellent school system. Actually, our county, right, you know, we try to ride the coattail of our school system. They're doing an amazing job with that. That's one of the positive. One of the negative parts of it, our tax base. We don't have the tax base. And that's why we don't have the business, the growth. So we're having to think outside the box in a lot of ways to bring revenue to our county.
And, you know, revenue is a very, very important thing, especially for a small county. And you know, and I know it is certainly an honor to be home to one of the most influential military bases in the United States, and to have that presence in Chattahoochee County, and 80% of the county. Wow, that's quite a bit. I didn't realize it was actually that much. So Chattahoochee County in Casita is a consolidated government, correct?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Now with that, so the county commissioner basically runs the entire operation for Chattahoochee County, for the city portion, I guess, that would also now be the county portion as well.
That's correct. That's correct. You know, we control the budget and all. Yes, we do.
So what are some of the things that you guys have planned that would like to see happen for the people of Chattahoochee County that you are excited about?
Well, one of the things, Teddy, you know, I would say that COVID definitely opened up a lot of areas, showed us a lot of our weak points, and one of those were internet. You know, working on our infrastructure, and of course, internet is part of our infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
So, with that being said, you know, we had a team to come down and audit our county. ABM, that's the company's name, and audited our areas of weakness, things that we can improve in, and they saw that we can definitely improve if we was to be an internet provider, and that's something that we're definitely looking to as we approve this. And we're going forward with that, working on our, I would say, our industrial park. You know, we're looking to actually have pad-ready property so we can actually welcome business in, working on our sewage treatment pond that we have to welcome business in, and working on our water system, our water lines. They've aged, of course, they age over time, but we're looking to put a lot of money into improving those water systems, basically to welcome business in.
Wow. Okay. Now, and that's a great thing. I mean, when you talk about internet access and broadband access, I mean, you know, at this point, it's almost extremely critical. You have to have that in order for just about anything to survive. As a matter of fact, COVID kind of showed us that as well, especially from an academic perspective, when many children were challenged with having to learn from home. And we found the challenge of, you know, those not having sufficient access to internet and things of that nature. And when you talk about the industrial park, economic development is certainly extremely critical for an area. Now, when you look at Chattahoochee County on the map and you actually look at the parameters of Fort Benning, it kind of creates a barrier between Columbus, civilian Columbus, and where the people live down in Chattahoochee County. However, you know, the highway that runs through there, 280, you can get through kind of quick, but you don't see that development that you would like to see, you know, in a neighboring county, like going from up Veterans and going into Harris County here in Columbus, how it almost just blends together. Next thing you know, you're in Harris County, you've crossed the Harris County line. So the industrial park, what are the hopes that it would do for that area and growth?
Well, for one thing, provide jobs. Currently, we do have businesses that are looking for a place, looking for a home, and the location of Casita is the perfect location. You know, just basically 15 minutes away from Columbus, Georgia. It's out in the country, rural area somewhat, you know, low crime area. That's one of the huge benefits of it. Also, with that being said, too, with the industrial park, of course, in our industrial park, we do have a recreational center there as well for our youth department. And we're looking to expand that as well.
Okay. Well, that's great. You know, expansion is very good, and it certainly helps from a governmental perspective, especially with growth of jobs in the economy. Because right now, you know, unfortunately, West Central Georgia has one of the highest unemployment rates in the state. I mean, for a while, we had the highest unemployment in this region. And we're still down there, you know, at the very bottom. So we're constantly pushing to see what we can do to get more industries here. And unfortunately, you do hear about quite a few places closing down, you know, many of them small businesses due to the impacts of COVID and the impact on their ability to pay employees and things of that nature. And hopefully, you know, we'll be able to reverse that impact very shortly. And I know our federal government has been working to try to bring in some additional resources to help local governments, kind of like get a jump start. And we've been talking about that, Commissioner Hart, for the last 2 weeks here on my show. We've been talking about the American Rescue Plan and the potential funds that may be coming now. And I think when I was looking at the list, it stated that Chattahoochee County could receive somewhere, you know, a projected $2.1 million that would come in two installments. So, you know, maybe $1 million here and then $1 million next year, a little bit more than that. Are you guys, have you been discussing that? And are there any conversations right now about good usage for those fundings, for that fund for the people of Chattahoochee County?
Yes, we have. It definitely has been discussions. One discussion that we're thinking about for this money is for the infrastructure, a lot of the infrastructure projects, one of those being the internet. It would be a plan B. If everything works out correct with our internet, it will be self-funding. However, this will be over a 10-year loan on this, and this would be a way we can pay that off a lot sooner.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the things we're looking at for is helping and giving back to the community for us with that. Yes.
Wow. Well, that's great. And also keep in mind, in the Treasury guidance that came out with this funding, it is certainly encouraged that government entities and officials look at also putting some of this money directly into the community to help with nonprofits and businesses and other individuals that have been impacted. And so hopefully that will be considered by your board of commissioners as well. You know, when you think about the fact that it is the American Rescue Plan to try to help our local communities bounce back from such negative impacts of COVID. Now you stated something earlier about the location and the highways there in Chattahoochee County and in Casita. Highway 26, which is a corridor that stretches from Casita to Buena Vista to Ellaville, to Oglethorpe and Montezuma. A few weeks ago, I had Mayor Kevin Brown on, and he talked about the importance of Highway 26 and what it means to those counties that stretch across that highway. What type of opportunities did you see that may be available for the Highway 26 area? I know the high school is over there right now.
Yes, it is. And actually, we've been in discussion now with our TIA to actually expand, widening that highway.
Wow. Okay, so that's why, is that why they're cutting the trees and things along the road?
Well, that was in discussion after they cut the trees. That was just something that we discussed in RBRC.
Okay.
Just a regional project that we need to work on. It'll be great for Marion County and Chattahoochee County working together to widen that road. Yes.
Make it a four-lane highway?
Well, possibility of, if it gets approved.
Because I think people will be surprised the amount of traffic that travels down through there.
Yes, it is. Yeah, there's a lot of traffic, yes.
There's a lot of traffic on 26, you know, like you said, going to Buena Vista and going on to Ellaville and Oglethorpe, and a lot of people even go that way to get down to Americus. You know, and folks from America's coming up this way. So that's certainly a great opportunity there for that. Commissioner Hart, you know, one thing that many elected officials have told me in the past is that they are constantly thinking about the service that they provide to the people that they represent and how appreciative they are that those people gave them the opportunity to serve in that capacity. The people of Chattahoochee County gave you a wonderful opportunity. How appreciative of that are you?
Oh, I am so appreciative of it. Actually, Teddy, I can't get it out enough, actually, you know, for them entrusting me to look after them, to serve them in this type of capacity. And therefore, Teddy, you know, I'm looking at different things for us for this year and also next year as well, trying to inform the people, just trying to get them more informed of the things that are going on outside of the community. You know, a lot of times the community don't know the other things that you're tied up in for us with New Horizons and RDRC and just getting the message back out. But we're definitely working on that, and that's going to be one of my priorities, to get more involved with the people and let them know how much appreciative I am of them. And, of course, 2020, you know, that definitely put a damper on everything for us with getting out, you know, with COVID. But now, Teddy, I'm definitely vaccinated, even though I'm going to walk with my mask. But I'm definitely vaccinated now, and I'm going to get out more to the people and let them know what's all the ways, all the things that are available for them. Yes.
Wow. Well, that's great. You know, you certainly want to make sure that you are sharing with the people of that area exactly what's going on. And, you know, you got some great people down there that you're working with. And it's just a beautiful area. You know, I don't know if the folks listening, if you've ever driven down that way, but it's a beautiful area with just a lot of scenic views and hills and a lot of wooded areas, and you know, it's just beautiful. And then when you drive downtown, talk about the downtown part of Casita a little bit, and how, you know, the historical aspects of it.
Well, we're redeveloping our downtown. We paved the roads downtown. And as far as some of the dilapidated buildings, you know, we're doing a lot of cleanup in that area. And also, I want to change the subject just a little bit of the downtown, but I want to focus a little bit on our River Bend Park. We put a lot of money in updating, bringing our park up. It's a great place to go out and camp, you know, for the weekend, go fishing. And that's something that's not mentioned too much about Casita, Chattahoochee County.
Now, so how do you get to River Bend Park?
Okay, that's Well, you, that's on Highway 27 going towards Lumpkin. I would say about 3 miles down, there's a road, Riverbend Road, and there I think it's about 6 miles. At the end of that road is a beautiful, I mean, beautiful place, nice wooded pavilion. Whoever likes catfishing, there are plenty of catfish there. But, yes, yeah, a nice, beautiful place for someone to go out and just camping and all that, yes.
Wow, and this is there a fee to go out there?
There's a small fee, Teddy, but believe me, it's not much at all. I don't have that fee amount with
okay,
me.
Okay, that's fine.
It's a very small fee, yes.
Okay. Well, that's great. I mean, I didn't know that that park was over there. So that's good to know that that you're making sure that that's maintained. River Bend, so I guess it's right there on Chattahoochee River where the river bends right there.
Yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. Well, you know, Commissioner Hart, I know you're very busy down there. You got some awesome people down there, like Minister Linda White. You know, she keeps all of us busy. We're just so appreciative of everything that she's doing down there and still fighting for the people of Chattahoochee County. You have quite a few community leaders and stakeholders down there that are just making sure that things get done and make sure that the right message get out for the folks. Well, Commissioner Hart, I'm very appreciative of your time today. But before I let you go, I just want to give you an opportunity to say whatever you need to say to, you know, the people of West Central Georgia or the folks down in Chattahoochee County, you know, that are listening. I know some folks down there listen. They tell me when I see them, I listen to you every Sunday, Teddy. And I want my, you know, the surrounding counties, even though I live here in Columbus, I want the surrounding counties to know that I hear you when you tell me you are listening. And we do our best to have representation on from not just Columbus, but all the areas surrounding us, because it's important that all of us have an opportunity to get the update that we need. And Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese is the perfect place to do it. So we're going to be reaching out to some more community leaders as well to get them on and have that conversation. But Commissioner Hart, you have the mic, sir. You know, since deliver a message to your constituents.
Okay. Well, Teddy, first I want to thank you for the opportunity to reach out to everyone. And I just want to thank everyone for your vote, all your faith, your vote in me. It definitely means a lot. And I am determined to do all I can to represent everyone of Chattahoochee County. There was a quote about to create equality causes discomfort. And that's one of the things that we're going through now in our county. But therefore, we're not going to allow that to stop us. We're going to continue to move forward. You know, my pastor, he encourages me a lot at Kingsville Baptist Church about putting on the full armor of God. And you truly need the full armor of God to do God's will. And I think of this not as a political role, but I think of this as my ministry. This is a way I can truly help people to listen to their needs and be effective, to let them know that they have someone that's truly fighting in their corner. It's not a pick and choose or anything like that. Everyone is equal. And thank you, Teddy, for the opportunity.
Commissioner Hart, thank you, sir. Thank you for all your hard work. You know, every time I'm in a meeting with you, one of the local or regional meetings, you know, it's just always good to hear your feedback. And you bring in a lot of us back to reality sometimes with your conversations and with your comments. And, you know, if we're going to succeed as a region, we must support each other as a region. We are all in this together. Columbus, Casita, Marion County, Talbot County, Harris County, you know, Schley County, Taylor County, we're all in this together as a region, and we can be and will be one of the strongest regions in the state of Georgia, sir. And it starts with leadership of individuals like yourself. So thank you so much for taking the time out to be with us today. I know you, there's a lot you could have been doing, but you decided to come out today and speak to the constituents, and that's extremely important. So thank you again, and we look forward to having you on in the future on Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese, okay?
Okay, and thank you much, Teddy, for the opportunity.
Yes, sir. This has been Sunday Conversation with Teddy Reese and County Commissioner Damon Hoyt from Chattahoochee County. I am so excited about the things they have going on down there in Chattahoochee County. He talked about River Bend Park. He talked about in the industrial park that they're working on. He talked about a large-scale broadband plan that they have for Chattahoochee County to really get the internet services up and running. He talked about how great the school systems are, which they are amazing down there. You got an amazing football staff down there as well. A couple of my good friends are on that staff. Coffee, Patrick Hill, you know, I'm not going to name too many names, but you guys are doing a phenomenal job, and we are proud of you. So keep up the great work in that area. Just want to thank you guys again and look forward to you joining me again next Sunday. Take care.
Opinions stated by various contributors to this broadcast, its website, and this radio program are not to be considered necessarily the belief of this radio station or Davis Broadcasting. Do you have questions or concerns or want to be a guest on Sunday Conversations? Send us an email at sundayconversations@dbicolumbus.com.